Nonprofit organization. It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way, and today we're welcoming an organization to the show for the very first time. One that has been shaping youth leadership, outdoor experiences, and community values across Interior Alaska for generations. Joining me today is Stephen Smith, Executive Director for the Scouting America Midnight Sun Council. Stephen, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to have you on the show. You know, for those who may not be too familiar, can you tell us a little bit about the mission of the Scouting America Midnight Sun Council?
Sure. The mission of Scouting America, as we used to be called, the Boy Scouts of America, and we still are officially, but doing business as Scouting America, is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Law. I can give you those if you like.
Let's get it. Let's take it.
Okay. The Scout Oath is on my honor. I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, obey the Scout Law to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. The Scout Law is, Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. All good things.
Yeah, all good things. And, you know, I appreciate very much the name switch up, the change, because super misleading calling it Boy Scouts, because it's not just for boys. I thought this whole time it was, you had Boy Scouts, you had Girl Scouts, two separate situations. But truly, with the Scouts of America, there's been girls on the Scouts for a long time.
Yes, something that's actually been misconceived for a long time. We've had girls in the scouting program since, I believe, the 1950s.
Yeah.
So we're talking 70, 75 years ago. And that started with Sea Scouts and then the Explorer program and then Learning for Life program and then the Venturing program. And it wasn't until last 10 years or so, a little less than 10 years, that we brought the girls into the Cub Scout program,
yes.
And then finally the what was called the Boy Scout program is now called Scouting America.
Yeah, I mean, and again,
Scouting
BSA. There you go. I mean, and again, it's a wonderful thing to be able to incorporate everybody and to squash some of those misunderstandings about who's eligible, who can participate, because these skills are life skills. It's not just about boy skills or what have you. It's These are, especially in Alaska here, we live outside for the most part. So
that is absolutely correct.
Yes.
It took us a long time to get to that point. And just a clarification being that you mentioned the Girl Scouts, we are two different organizations. And we support their operations and they support us. We work together.
Absolutely.
As we do with other youth organizations as well. They come out to our camp occasionally, just like other organizations that we have. Relationships with, but having the girls in the program, we serve all kids, and that's what this all comes down to. They all need leadership skills. Things have changed since the 1950s.
Sure, yeah.
The workforce has changed. The girls need leadership skills just as much as the boys do, and none of our way of doing things has gotten any easier. It's stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
So there's. They have to face the same challenges as the boys have been facing for all these years.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. Those early experiences really do shape who young people become as adults.
Yes,
and so yeah, I think that's fantastic. Having everybody involved that can be. So what exactly does it look like, to be a scout in the interior?
Obviously, we have some challenges here that other states may not have, such as cold weather camping. We do teach the kids how to survive out in the cold. It's something that we can do here. Now, obviously, we're not going to be teaching desert stuff.
Sure,
site specific. Right,
okay.
Right. we'll touch on that because people do travel and they go in and out. But for the most part, we tailor a lot of our stuff to the locations that we're in, and give the kids the opportunities for that. They we use the outdoors as our educational program area, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just sitting in the classroom learning stuff.
Right.
It's you got to get out and you got to get your hands dirty. You're out there doing things. You're hiking. You're camping. You can be fishing, boating, whatever. But yeah, you can. There's all sorts of things that the kids can do. We have at the unit level. Now, how we're structured is that the council office is only a couple of staff members, just three executives.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we have a couple of support members and our camp ranger. So we're talking about half a dozen people. Mm-hmm. Then we have a couple of part-timers, so up to eight people that manage the entire program within the interior and the North Slope.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
We go
Big
from,
region.
Yeah, we go mm-hmm. from the Alaska Range all the way up to the Arctic Ocean, from Canada over to the Nome Kotzebue line.
Wow.
And everywhere in between.
And so you only, like you said, you've only got a couple handfuls of actual staff. So everybody else is volunteer.
They're all volunteers.
My gosh. Yeah. Hundreds of volunteers, right?
Yes.
I mean.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been out to one of those, the day camp last year. And I mean, there's just volunteers. It's incredible how the people show up and in the, within their expertise, and they come in and they're excited to teach the kids about,
yep.
you know, whatever it is that they have mastered themselves. And so
we could not do it without the volunteers.
Yeah, no.
It is a volunteer organization. We just manage certain things, and they take the ball and run with it. We have a Cub Scout program, which is from kindergarten to fifth grade, and then we have the Scout program from sixth grade up to the age of 18. The adventuring exploring goes from 14 to 21. Once you turn 21, you're an adult. And same thing with the Sea Scouts. We do have a Sea Scout ship here as well,
wow,
which is kind
okay.
of weird in the interior.
Yeah, exactly.
You think they're going to be out in the ocean or
they
something.
They river their way out. I don't know.
Yeah. So, and we serve over 5,000 kids within all our programs.
Man, that's incredible.
And considering what we call the TAY, the Total Available Youth,
mm-hmm.
For the age groups that we serve, which is about a little over 17,000. So we serve about 28% of the population.
Wow.
So
that is a great turnout. That is great participation.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And for, like you said, only like eight staff. That's incredible. Managing all those kids, all of that crazy fun and chaos. You're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and I'm visiting with Stephen Smith, but no relation, from Scouting America Midnight Sun Council, talking about the impact of scouting programs across our region. We've already been chatting a little bit about the role of Midnight Sun, here in our region. Let's talk about how many generations have come through the scouting programs here.
Oh, my. Believe it or not, the scouting program started in 1910 in America. Believe it was 1912. I might be off a year or two, but I believe it was around 1912 when it started in Alaska.
Wow.
And we weren't even a state yet.
Yes.
But the people here saw the value of the program and saw the need for the locals here to learn the skills that we teach.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. Really?
Yes.
It all started here in Alaska.
Well, close to it.
Close to it.
I wouldn't say it started here, but it was back towards the beginning.
Sure, sure. I mean, that's amazing. That's incredible. But it's essential because, the way we live here, it's you need to know these life skills, these basic life skills,
yes.
how to tie a solid knot, how to get yourself into and out of precarious situations. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, scouting is just it's a big adventure, and that's truly what Alaska life is all about.
You
right?
betcha.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's good stuff. I mean, I think when I pulled the, one of our Rotary meetings a few months back and pulled the audience, who all has been involved in scouts, there was almost everybody's hand went up, basically. I mean,
yes.
I think everybody has truly, in some form or fashion, participated in an event or something of that nature. It's pretty great. I mean, over all these years, well, let me ask you this. How long have you been involved with Scouts?
Personally, 40-some-odd years at
nice.
This point in time, about 43 years, 42 years, something like that.
That's pretty great.
Starting off as a youth and then becoming a professional Scout. I started that in 1993, so I've been doing that over.
Yeah, we can do the math. We can do the math. We don't have to talk about details. There you go. What have you noticed? You said that there really hasn't been a whole lot of change, but But there's had to have been some kind of adjustments or just, you know, accommodations or new things, new ways. Like what sort of changes have you seen over the years?
Well, obviously there has been a lot of change just by bringing the girls into the program.
Sure.
The program itself, you know, we change merit badges occasionally here and there. We'll bring a new one in, take some old ones out, that type of thing. But the overall, like needing X amount of merit badges for the Eagle rank, I think it's 21, that hasn't changed. Some of those badges may personally have changed, but you still need certain ones in order to get that rank plus other ones. And then you have to do a service project and stuff like that for the community. You can't do it for the scouting program. You have to do it for the community.
Oh, nice.
So they all partner up with somebody out there. Like we had an Eagle Scout project done recently that was building a shed down for one of the churches in town.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a plan process that the scout has to oversee the entire operation. Now, obviously, there's certain things they can't do. They need to have the adults do, like power tools and stuff like that.
Sure, sure.
But it's still their project, and they're the manager.
Yes, that early skills.
So they have to use these life skills. They have to learn them, and they have to learn the interpersonal skills in order to work with the adults as well as their fellow scouts in order to get the projects done. So they set a goal for themselves. They achieve the goal, and with everything else that they have done, then they can get their Eagle Scout rank. They do have to go to a board review and talk to people about what they did, why they did it, and all that type of stuff.
Nice.
And that's just for the Eagle Scout rank, but all our scouts do service projects. The big one that's coming up is Cleanup Day.
Yes.
So we are one of the organizers with that program. I love that program. When I got up here, I started here 10 years ago, and I encountered that. And it's like, this is awesome. I'd love to see what we're doing for the community here. And since then, there was an individual that had visited us or had lived up here for a short time, or I don't know what his story is, but he decided that he wanted to do this elsewhere.
Okay.
So he started up a nationwide cleanup day. But unfortunately, when he keeps asking us to join them that day, it's like, no, ours is in May. We got snow on the ground in April.
Yeah,
and they want to do theirs in April.
Oh, man.
But we started something here that has now traveled nationwide.
That is so great. Look at this pioneering.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
This is what we do here.
Yeah. No, I was. I just had... wow, I'm so sorry. I just had Tasman in the studio a couple of days back. We were chatting about cleanup day, and you know, this year it falls on May 16th, and it is a little bit later this year because of all the snow. I mean, we had a late winter. Obviously, we're still thawing out. You know, it just started this week, but it's great that we've got a date on the books. There's plans. I think that the launch date for registration and bag pickup is on May 4th, and so there was some direction to go to Golden Heart Cleanup Day on Facebook. There's a page, and or if you just reach out to Golden Heart Waste Management for more information, head by the Scout office. More information. That's a fantastic effort that I've been involved with a couple for the past few years. In various ways. I mean, participating the first year and then the next year, I think I was able to coordinate with our company to, you know, get employees together and create a little team. And I mean, that's kind of like what you're doing in the work right now, this early in the game, is sort of figure out who's your team for cleanup day and, you know, what area, what stretch of road you want to tackle.
You gotta sign up for your stretch of road.
You gotta sign up for that stretch of road and, you know, and really commit to it and stay safe with all the high vis you can put on yourself. So, but yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, it's programs like this that truly do continue to grow the community. So just a recap here, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith here today with Stephen Smith from Midnight Sun Council. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we are going to talk about more programs, camps, other opportunities available for the youth and how families can get involved this summer. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the Archives section. Weekends, Just Got Local with KFAR Radio. Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Welcome back to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and our guest today is Stephen Smith from the Scouting America Midnight Sun Council. For those of you just joining us, we're talking about how scouting is helping shape leadership, character, and outdoor experiences for youth across Interior Alaska. So Stephen, let's talk about some of the programs that that you provide. What kind of programs, opportunities do you have available through scouting?
Well, as I was mentioning earlier, it's like the organization as council, then we have districts, and then we have the individual units. And each individual unit is all run by volunteers. And using the curriculum that we have in our handbooks and et cetera, they put a program together locally for the kids that they're serving. And that could be, you know, depending on the age group, if you're talking Cub Scouts, it's kindergarten through fifth grade. Scouting programs goes from sixth grade on up until they turn 18. And then we have the older youth programs from 14 to 21. If you're looking at Cub Scouts, you're talking, you know, a kindergarten kid, a first grade kid, taking him to the fire department to look at the fire trucks. You know, they're excited about that type of stuff. They learning about the community, though. They may not think that they're learning, but they are learning about the community and how things interact. If you take them to other locations, police departments, whatever, they start learning about community involvement. And we teach them through hands-on activities, fun activities, mm-hmm. and they're not thinking that they're learning, but they are. Everything that they're doing, if you're looking at the older kids, they're learning how to go camping, how to go hiking, how to survive in the wild. It's not just not tying and helping little ladies across the street.
Right.
Well, I'm showing my age on that one. but it's they're learning life skills, interpersonal skills, how to manage things, how to build their self-esteem. As you know, there's a problem in our communities with suicide. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's because you don't have the self-esteem or the support that you that's necessary.
Right.
We help offer through our programs that type of support. Now we're not doctors and whatnot, but through the program, they're learning self-esteem, they're learning self-reliance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things that kids need in order to become productive adults.
Right.
So all these skills that they're learning through the program, we talked a little bit about the Eagle Scout project before and the service projects. They're learning how to help others at all times. You know, they're putting themselves secondary to helping others.
Right.
So it's building a stronger community just by doing what they're doing. And if you look around town, you'll see the community leaders probably had a background in scouting at some time.
Most do. Yeah, I've noticed. Yes.
So there have been studies made that talk about every year that you have in the scouting program. You'll be less likely to do things like drugs or getting in trouble with the law and stuff like that. So the longer you're in the program, the more productive an adult you're going to be and a positive role model for others.
Well, you know, and I believe it. I believe it 100% because just sitting back and, you know, my son, he's a Cub Scout. He's a Weeblow. And but watching the den leaders and everybody interact with these students, you know, getting on their level so that the kids can understand the steps, the projects, whatever it is that they're needing to learn, you know, at the pace that they can. I mean, the patience is just incredible. And I firmly believe that is what helps shape the kids' personalities and their confidence. It helps build their confidence as they move through that program, is they have these leaders who are patient and willing to teach and to slow down and repeat if necessary, you know, until you build the skill. And I think that's missing a lot in the world because of how fast paced things are and just how quick we're just so quick to like, okay, I can't figure this out. I'm going to toss it to the side or whatnot. But the Cub Scouts really do. Let's focus on these basic skills. And I'm talking Cub Scouts because that's where I'm at. I mean, you know, you're putting together first aid kits and you're putting together different, you know, helping kits and stuff like that. And it's very integral for building community roots and getting involved in the community.
Yes, and it's also supporting the families, the parents.
Yes.
You know, we're not a babysitting service. We want parental involvement.
Absolutely.
So it helps improve the dynamic of the family as well as the community. Everyone's learning together.
Yes.
All us as adults need to learn patience.
Yes.
And this helps with that. Plus, it's also, you know, giving those kids the skills that they're going to need later on in life. I keep saying that, but that's exactly what our mission is to create productive adults.
Yeah, it truly is. You're with your Eagle Scout program, the project that you said they, where they have to come up with a project and manage the whole project. Your one youth who had, he was building helping build a shed, and it was you have to present, you know, what you did and why and how. And there's all these small life skills built into that project. Mm-hmm. It's building the confidence of, I can put this together. I have done this before. And, you know, the Scouts really provide a great structure and foundation for building that confidence. I mean, we all really need that. We all really do.
And through that process, you're also learning how to use people's strengths. And supporting that and utilizing different peoples for their skills because you're managing it, the concept. Some of the projects that the kids do, they may have to go to a government board for approval.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it could be a little bit more involved.
Sure.
But every youth has their own abilities, and every project is managed based on the kids' skill levels, what they're capable of doing. We have kids that are, you know, they're involved in sports and all around town. They're doing all sorts of things. And then we also have kids with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
They're all going to have different levels that they are going to be able to work with.
Yeah.
And we support it all, strengthen the good parts, and try to support their weaknesses.
The needs, yeah, absolutely.
So their needs, yes.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. Just thinking back to you all just hosted your fishing derby.
Yes.
Yes, it was a great success. My son just loved it. He had so much fun.
I didn't see you. I'm sorry.
No. I sent him along with a friend. I did not make it out to the ice.
I was cooking all day.
Oh, man. Thank you for that. Thank you, sir. I'm telling you, the volunteers and everybody there is just, thank you. Like you said, family support.
Yes.
But in addition to that, you know, project on the ice. What other things do you have coming up? What other camps and whatnot?
Well, that was a great project because it's free to the community. It wasn't just for Scouts. So it was an opportunity for other kids to come and see what the scouts do. I mean, they may do ice fishing themselves, but, you know, there's another opportunity for them. And it was also a recruitment effort for us. Mm-hmm. We had some kids that didn't. Or in scouts that are now interested. Mm-hmm. But we also have some other things. And I do want to, if I can, just thank our sponsors for the Fishing Derby, if that's all right.
Oh, sure, please.
That would be the Alaska Outdoor Council, Rods, Alaska Guide Service, Bennett Engineering, and Frontier Outfitters. They're huge supporters of the program, which allow the kids to come out for free.
That's great.
But we also have a Klondike Derby coming up this week. Now, we all know about dog sleds and whatnot, but these kids will go from station to station and do scout skills at each station, pulling a sled that's loaded up with the stuff that they need for each of the locations.
Yes.
So there are the puppies.
Yes, nice.
We have a training program called the University of Scouting. That's for the adults, but some of our older kids also participate in that. And this year, we're also going to have a retirement party for our longtime ranger. He's been with us for 14 years.
Wow.
Richard is going to be retiring at the end of this month. We have a new ranger, Glenn Stebbins, coming on. He's going to be starting in the middle of the month, so there's a little bit of overlap, so he can learn some of the ropes and help plow some of the snow.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a spring camporee coming up in May, and of course, cleanup day. Our day camp is going to be at Birch Hill in the beginning of June, from the 2nd to the 4th. We have a work day we call Beaver Day out of camp to get help set up for summer.
Okay.
We have a tentative date for our Legends and Heroes dinner in June on the 17th. Our high adventure season starts in June. Where we bring kids up from the lower 49, if you will.
Okay.
And they get a taste of Alaska.
Yeah.
And high adventure programs that we provide here. Our kids live it.
You're right.
So we give them the opportunity to experience it as well, like a 150-mile trip from Eagle to Circle on the Yukon River, you know, that type
That's
of stuff.
That's great. Can I join? I mean, geez.
Sure.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, that's something that we offer all scouts across the world, actually.
Right.
But primarily from the lower 49. Our summer camp is July 5th through the 11th, and then our tentative sporting clay event is August 1st. So those are the upcoming events. You can see we're quite busy.
Right,
and this is
right.
just at the council and district levels. Then they have the unit levels as well doing their activities. So it's a very involved program.
Absolutely. It's quite extensive. So all of these opportunities here to participate, to volunteer, how do we join? How do we get more info from the scouts?
Well, you can either contact our office at 907-452-1976. You can visit the bscout.org website, plug in your zip code, and they'll pop up with all the units that are in the area, and then you can see what one may work best for you. And also, depending on the age of your kids, our council website is the midnightsunbsa.org. You can volunteer. You can be a merit badge counselor. You can be a unit leader. There's all sorts of things that you can do. You want to come out and help us on one of our work days? Hey, great. We'll take your help.
Right.
I know we've had members of the Rotary Club come out and do service projects out of camp. We've had the Kiwanis. We all sorts of different organizations have been out there. You can donate to support our operating fund or a special project or capital campaign or even just put money into our endowment. So that would help for future uses. We do have we have our dinners and things like that. We also have a raffle coming up. We're just waiting for the tickets to come in. We believe they'll be starting on Monday. Where the first prize is a halibut charter, and then you have a Coatitna salmon float trip,
nice.
And then a silver salmon rod and rear combo are the three prizes for that.
So ultimately, it sounds like we need to go ahead and jump on the ball to get involved so that we can stay up to date on all of these activities and events and everything. I'm going to say that one more time. The website is bascout.org, or you can call 907-452-1976. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today and for all the work that you and your team do organizing, you know, volunteers and getting these youth, up to speed on how to live out here in Alaska and the Great Frontier. Again, I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way of the Tanana Valley. You've been listening to Behind the Mission with United Way, chatting with Stephen Smith from the Scouting America Midnight Sun Council. Thank you all. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.